Everybody, it's your man Headcrackin'. This is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. I'm telling you what, today we are going to serve up the hottest celebrity and entertainment news. It's going to be a really packed, good show. Before we get to anything, we got to jet over to the East Coast and say what's up to our Atlanta family. Hey, everybody. We're good. Well, later on, if you're thinking about shooting your shot with Monica, you better be a gentleman.
Hello.
Okay?
Okay.
And believe it or not, Shakira is now an expert in ancient philosophy. We'll explain that. But first, Portia, I heard you got something real juicy. What's up?
Uh-oh. Ooh, I definitely do. All right, you guys. So now NBA couples Aisha and Steph Curry, along with Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade, hopped on live to do what a lot of celebrities are doing, have a nice little chat, nice little Kiki. Well, right. You guys will never believe what relationship advice Gabby gave the couple back in the day. And you also will have your mouth dropping, pick it on up, when you hear what Dwayne said Gabby was back in the 90s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Y'all check it out. Y'all got to see what they say for yourself.
She was a thot in 98, back up for sure.
I was. Listen, I enjoyed my life. And that is the exact advice I gave Aisha and a young Steph at D. Wright's 25th birthday
party. It all comes out. I'm so done.
You guys, the likelihood of this working out is very low, and you should just break up now and have sex with other people.
That was juicy. All right, Brad, now, what do you think about Dwayne calling his beautiful, respectful wife a thot?
Well, I think they have a great relationship, so they pass on stuff like this. They get a pass, and I think they were a little tipsy or something on the wizard. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So they were just enjoying each other. She probably called him all kinds of stuff, too, so a thought wasn't offensive under these circumstances.
Yeah, this is definitely one of them lives you wake up the next day, you want to see if you can delete it.
Okay. Show of hands, who's here had some thought time before settling down in a relationship?
I did.
Everybody raised both hands. Okay.
Not
I know the Dish Nation cast is hot as hell. Okay. Everybody.
I'm still having it. All right, talk about being a brat, and I'm not talking about our brat. I'm talking about Tom Cruise.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Yeah. During a recent interview on the podcast Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, Rob Lowe dished all the deets on Tom Cruise's ballistic meltdown when he found out that he had to share a hotel room with him during the production of their 1983 classic film, The Outsiders.
Oh, yeah, right.
Listen to this.
One of my favorite parts of your story is getting to the hotel, checking in, learning that Francis, in his wisdom, has given the Sochas, the actress playing the Sochas, they're in better rooms and they have more per diem.
Totally. And so it was me and Tom Cruise and Emilio and C. Thomas Howell. And we got, first time I ever stayed at the Plaza Hotel. And we check in and Tom finds out that we're sharing a room.
Okay, that's the...
And just goes ballistic.
Well, Heidi, I mean, Tom Cruise, he was a newcomer to Hollywood, about 18 years old. You heard it right there. Now, when this all went down, do you think that was a super bold move?
Number one, who wouldn't mind sharing a hotel room with Rob Lowe? And I'm one of those people. I wouldn't. Number two, you're 18, dude. You're 18. You're a nobody yet. It said it in there. You're a newcomer. And I know if that was me, I would be thrilled that I'm on a movie set. I'm like, I'll share a room, whatever. I've got my first opportunity. So to be acting like, I'm not sharing a room. It's like that I would have been like, well, then you're off the movie set.
Oh, come on. No.
Yeah. You can go home.
He even pressed the other guys. Like, he impressed Rob Lowe. He's like, you know, you gotta live it. You gotta believe it to live it. And says that's the secret, right? He's like, no, I'm that's a huge star.
I have a question for our very own Brett. Now, Brett, have you ever, honey, tell the truth, showed out like this at a hotel?
Absolutely. Don't nobody want to share no room with nobody, in my opinion. You set the precedence in the beginning. You like, nope, I'm not sharing a room with nobody. I'm not flying coach. I'm not doing none of that. You raise a child in the way they should go. You start them off right. You set the precedence, and they'll remember from day one what you like and what you won't
That's
go for.
Right.
And you still do that today.
You know I do. I started off like that. Still here, still doing it.
Yes, wow. Baby. All right, y'all. It's time for another celebrity clap back.
Clap back.
Chrissy Two Guns Teigen, man. She be letting that thing go off on Twitter. It's her versus a troll. Now, can you believe that somebody tried to body shame her? So she posted a video of her looking sexy in a black bathing suit with the caption, "Don't get too trapped." And a troll had the audacity to make a comment and said, "Shaped like SpongeBob, LOL." So, of course, Chrissy clapped back and said, "I know you ain't talking," and her fans were upset. So she calmed everybody down by tweeting, "It's okay. I've been a rectangle my whole life, and it's gotten me pretty far." You know, she's right.
Yeah. She was a Sports Illustrated model.
Like, thank you. This is ridiculous. How are you going to shame a freaking supermodel at the end of the day? We already know supermodels don't have big booties and big old hips and big old titties, okay? They are known for being shaped up and down.
If anything, I think this troll did all women a favor by actually trolling Chrissy Teigen. That means any woman can get trolled, and it doesn't mean what they're saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you can control a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, I mean, it's obviously not true. So just take that as like, see, it doesn't matter what they say.
I'm pretty sure that troll is built like Squidward.
Exactly. With Patrick's body.
All right, men, you have no idea what we women go through to keep this wolf monkey manicured for you, honey. They say beauty is pain, and ladies, I'm sure you'll be able to identify with this painful clip that Cardi B posted on her social media of her at home getting a bikini wax, y'all. Take a look.
Hold my back.
Oh, your back? Ah! Oh, shit. I'm not a tough.
I'm tough. Yeah, you are.
Ah! Yes. Ah, that hurt. That one hurt.
You guys, she doesn't sound okay.
Ladies, do y'all feel Cardi B's pain?
Hell yeah, we feel Cardi B's pain.
Me
Have you
too.
Ever done this?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. It only take one time for you to go get a wax and realize that men don't deserve it, okay? You should make him deal with the wolf monkey.
That's right.
That type of pain is not even supposed to happen like that. Honestly, one time I got one, y'all, I swear, I thought nothing was left. I said, my vagina is on that napkin over there. It's over there on the table. Like, I can't try to snatch it off.
My thing is this, though. If I was a man, I would not want to see no shaved woman. That reminds you of a doggone baby doll or something.
Gary, don't nobody want to get hair in their teeth.
Well, put a perm on it then.
I'm a big fan of the Village Idiot. Oh, seriously. Let me just stop.
What's that?
The Village Idiot's what I call it.
What
it's like what pulls is her pants down, her hair's all crazy. It's like the Village Idiot showed up. I'm like, oh, give me a kiss.
Ah.
Honestly, Frank, women pray for a man like you.
I first met her, she had like a hair pick stuck in it.
So before we keep on dishing, man, we here at Dish Nation want to send our dearest condolences and take a moment to share some love for the family and friends of Little Women Atlanta star Ashley Miss Minnie Ross. She passed away after succumbing to injuries from a fatal car accident. May you rest in peace and may your legacy live on. These are already hard times for everyone, so if you're also having problems with the IRS, don't try to fight them by yourself. It's time to get help. The IRS has the help of private debt collection agencies collecting outstanding taxes. They can garnish your wages and put liens on your property, but Civic Tax can protect you from the IRS and those collection agencies. They'll stop the added fees and wage garnishments. If you have $10,000 or more in back taxes, go ahead and call Civic Tax Relief now. You might qualify for the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. You can save thousands in tax forgiveness or qualify for other special relief programs based on your unique situation. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you find out all the relief programs you qualify for. All you got to do is just call 800-506-5803. Don't wait. The consultation and the information is free, and this could save you thousands. Call now, 800-506-5803. That's 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yes, honey. What do y'all think about starting the day with a feel-good story, right?
Oh,
great. Let's go. Okay, so Lil Boosie, who is diabetic, ran out of insulin. And so, of course, he was in a panic, and I'm sure some of his fans were as well. So one of his fans decided to drive 3 hours to get to him and bring him some insulin, y'all. Like, the most sweetest person ever.
That is amazing.
But then something amazing happened. Let me let Boosie tell you. Check it out.
I ran out of insulin yesterday, and this lady drove 3 hours to bring me insulin. And when she got here, I tried to pay her. She said, I don't want your money. She just took her picture and left. This lady went around the corner and won $10,000 on a scratch-off. Man, God good, bro. I appreciate you, lady. And God appreciated you. That's why he blessed you like that.
Wow. Now, Gary, have you ever won money from a scratch-off?
No, Portia. To be honest with you, I don't even buy scratch-offs because I'm like, the dollar I spend on a scratch-off, I could buy a hamburger, so I don't even buy them.
Mm-mm. You shouldn't gotta take the chance, Gary.
I'm gonna go try it today.
Gary, you can't be cheap now. You gotta buy more than one.
Girl, you gotta buy more than one?
Yeah, you gotta buy at least two, Gary. Yeah, you can't be cheap.
We doing Corona now, baby. I'm on the fifth thing.
But if you spend $5 and can win $10,000, it's worth it.
You know, I did forget who I was talking to. Gary's so damn shady, he probably gonna owe money after he do the scratch off.
Okay.
All right, now y'all know Monica is single now, and she got divorced from her husband, Shannon Brown, last year. Yes, they got a divorce last year. Well, she went on Instagram Live, y'all, to explain what she was looking for in a man.
Mm.
She said, at the end of the day, I need somebody that's still a gentleman. That's why I work so hard with the boys to be gentlemen. I still want you to open the door. I still want you to pull up and pick me up sometimes. I still want you to play my favorite song. I still like that. Gary, so Monica said that a 25-year-old could turn her head. What you think about that?
No, ma'am, baby. And she's 39 and she's not about 20. No, let me tell y'all something, Portia and Brad. Do not date anybody, particularly a man younger than y'all, because a younger man will think that he putting it down on y'all, he'll put you to sleep at night and then go run out to his little young woman, baby, while you sleep.
Hey, listen, you know, y'all all know what I did after I got my divorce. I was dipping into the youth pond, okay, at the playground and all of that. But, I do agree. She is definitely a woman of a certain caliber. And why start it out with a young man who already is going to be ass backwards?
And all he's going to want you to do is help him with his PlayStation. He's going to play PlayStation all damn day, honey. And all that mess. No, ma'am.
Gary, you sound like you speak from experience. Okay?
Raise your hand if you're sure. Okay.
All right, so I got to know what time it is.
It's deal time.
That's right. It's no secret that I love music, and music can lift your spirits when you're in a bad and dark place. That's why you need the SoundBot Bluetooth wireless speaker. Now, it gives you up to 10 hours of playback time so you can enjoy your music anywhere. And it has a one-of-a-kind silicone finish with shock absorption in case if you drop it. And it's water-resistant, so it's a great item for outdoor activities and indoor use.
Now, hey, Craig, that sounds just great. Oh, my God. Tell me more about it.
Well, Gary, it's compatible with computers, laptops, tablets, smartphones, and more. It works with an Android or iPhone, and there's also a built-in 3.5-millimeter audio line-in and a rechargeable battery, so you can connect to items with or without Bluetooth capability.
Okay, Headcrack, how much is this thing?
Now, this wireless speaker has been seen as high as $60, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $15.
Woo! $15? Oh, my God.
That's all?
Just go to MoreThanSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you. Since we can't leave our homes, let's come together to support small businesses by paying it forward. Head over to DishNation.com tonight at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 p.m. Eastern to watch Janelle Monae perform for us live from her living room and give you more details on how you can help. And of course, stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
All right, welcome. We got to do a shout out to Shakira for making the most of her time in isolation. The singer already completed an online course in a very challenging subject, and she showed off her certificate on Twitter saying, I just graduated from my four-week ancient philosophy course with the University of Pennsylvania. I know my hobbies are very impractical, but it took a lot of hours after the kids were asleep. Thank you, Plato and predecessors, for all the fun over the past month. Now, keep in mind, Shakira, whose hips do not lie, she has two kids. Portia, you have one kid. How hard do you think it would be right now to complete a four-week course in ancient philosophy?
First of all, my wig is off to her, okay? And I feel like they should give her an honorary doctorate for that, because by the time PJ goes to sleep, which is around 12 a.m. or 1 a.m. during quarantine time, I can't do nothing. What? Yeah, she's on a whole nother schedule. So give her a doctorate in whatever the hell she just said she did, because she deserve it.
Well, Heidi, come on, be honest. You just completed a four-week course dinner.
I did. And you know what? I'm a chef. Yeah.
All right, we all know about Transformation Tuesdays, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But in quarantine, with the barbershops and the salons closed, a lot of stars are changing up their looks. So we're starting a new segment that we're calling
Transformation Tuesday.
Well,
that's right. No matter what day it is, it's the right time to show off a transformation. So first up, we have Armie Hammer. He went all out with a mohawk, handlebar mustache, and a fringed T-shirt, and he captured it, killing the game. So what do you think? Is he killing the game?
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. He is not killing the game. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I like it.
He got a shirt with shingles on it.
He looks like a psychopath.
Yeah.
Or a village person.
All right, y'all. Well, up next, Frank, we have got one of your favorites, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
She dropped this
picture on the gram, and she captioned it, the smile of a girl who just did an at-home pink highlights because, well, what else can you do right now?
I've been dying to see Jennifer Love Hewitt's pink hairs. Seriously.
I bet you have. I agree. I like it.
Well, finally, we got Ryan Reynolds, and he and his wife, Blake Lively, love to troll each other, and they're at it again. Now, on an Instagram story, Blake shared this pic of Ryan and his baby ponytail with the caption, I dare you to forget this every time you see him for the rest of eternity. Now, the couple got three kids, so Ryan clapped back saying, clearly your birth control doesn't work, so what do y'all think? Do you think this ponytail is a good contraceptive, or are women turned on by a sense of humor?
This reminds me of when people have a little baby girl, and they're just dying to do something with their hair. A little bit fatty girl. And they're like, oh, I got this little thing on the tippy top of her head.
That was me.
They tape a bow into it.
Maybe he had no place to put his baby scrunchie. Okay.
All right, y'all. Up next, the quarantine is giving some rich people a reality check. We'll explain after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, this whole COVID-19 situation is still wreaking havoc across the country, and it started a brand new trend, and that's the rich having to do their own chores. Now, the New York Post reported that one, a dermatologist is doing his own chores for the first time in 20 years. Now, he says it's been a complete shock to his normal day-to-day life. Many others are in his position. An anonymous mother says that her daughter's having to do everything for the first time in her entire life, and she's a teen. teenager. Now, Gary, get this. Your bestie, Martha Stewart, is reportedly isolated with a driver, housekeeper, and the gardener. Now, do you think this is fair to the families of the actual workers?
Well, I most definitely do, because these people are working, honey. If the gardener, the driver, and the housekeeper don't work, honey, they can't eat. So, of course, I think it's much unfair. So, you got to work.
Some of these people can't go home. Like, what about their families? Like, what if, like, you're the father of the house and the mother's there with the kids by herself and, like, you know, Jeeves ain't been home in, like, 2 months?
But would you rather me home and we be broke? Or would you rather me be gone and you be fed?
So, men would leave women all the time. So, this is nothing new. So, he just left her to go to work.
Got that right.
Martha get to have the butcher, the baker, and the candlestick maker. I love it, honey. I would love to be in a position, honey, to have everybody, baby.
Hey, Craig, what do you think is the craziest thing someone has done so far being quarantined?
Probably somebody put, like, the vacuum cleaner inside of a bag, thinking that's how that goes.
Yeah, like, I learned how to do my diaper dispenser. Like, you gotta pull it. I used to be trying to, you know, like, pull it at the bottom, but it actually comes with a part that clips the bag for me. We figuring this out, baby.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.